Mantra and Affirmations. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Meditations, Mantra and Affirmations. Now, in the world of science and the world of creativity, the world of imagination, there are many little goads that encourage people to move on to accomplish great and wonderful things, to move on and be unlimited and unrestricted. In designing the ThinkPad, the IBM Leno people are doing a most interesting thing. They said this statement here: there should be creative tension between the designer and the engineer. There should be creative tension between the designer and the engineer. We encourage the creatives, that's the designer, to design something that is not too real. In other words, it's way out. If they stick to super reality, nothing will be fun and nothing will be new. Kind of fascinating, isn't it? It's just like our friend Einstein. He came up with so many new theories that discussed how the world is shaped and formed and how things go and do and what have you. And he had a theory of relativity, a theory of this, and the Big Bang theory somebody else came up with, and all these theories. But I love the theory that Einstein came up with which perhaps others have come up with too, and it's called the theory of everything. Now, how about that? The theory of everything. Now, you look at some of the mantras that are being said, and you see these as affirmations, and you think to yourself, a mantra is, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic, alive. And what a beautiful, positive thing. But now, am I vital? Am I dynamic? Am I alive all the time? Or just when I'm saying I'm vital, dynamic, alive? When I use these affirmations, when I use these concepts, magical things happen. Now, we look at these designers, and they're both in America, and they're in Japan, and they're in Korea, and they're in China. They're all over the world. And in Europe, too, of course. They're all over the world. The designers who design new things. We look at the cars that come out of Europe, and we say, wow, look at that Lamborghini. Look at that Porsche, look at that beautiful car that's coming out of there. And we say, oh, what a Mercedes, wow. And then we look at the Japanese, and we look at the Koreans, and we look at the Chinese, and we find that they have taken these designs that these creative designers have come up with such precision and such magic, and they have not only duplicated it, they have polished it even further. They have taken it even a step further than the creative designers who did it. Because the creative designers had to stay within a budget, had to stay within the realm of the people for whom they were designing it. Now, these designers who are uninhibited, the creative designers who are in areas where they have much more freedom, they just go, go, go. And they just reach out with their wonderful affirmations, with their wonderful mantra, and they say, I can do them. You look at the mantras that are used by the Japanese and by the Chinese and by various other Asian countries, and their mantras are not mantras of success and power, but they're mantras of creativity, mantras of imagination. Now, what mantra is it that you and I want to use? Einstein's theory of everything sounds to me like a good mantra for us. I know the theory for everything. I know the theory to accomplish anything. I know the theory to do it. What does theory mean? Well, theory really is a thought about. It is an idea about. It is a compilation of concepts and ideas brought together to bring about a specific development or concept of itself, some new concept. The theory of relativity, my goodness, that covers the universal spectrum. The Big Bang theory, how the Earth was, and the stars and the planets were first formed, how they first started into the scope of things, a theory indeed, for who could be back that far and know that what happened at that time? Well, we can actually. But when we have our mantras, we have our affirmations, we are in good company. We are in the company of the great minds, the great thinkers, the great philosophers, the great theologians, because truly the people who were the great theologians who began religion and began philosophy, and that doesn't mean that they were in some great ivory tower or some great institution of learning. This was the everyday activity, like the ones that you and I would participate in. The activity that says, I think I can, I think I can. The activity that says, when I do this sort of a activity, that sort of response follows. If I am nice to people, people are nice to me. If I place my trust in people, and absolutely place my trust in people, not wishfully or hopefully, but absolutely, then the people fulfill whatever my expectation, my trust, my expectation of them is. Now, what is my expectation of them? What is my expectation of me? That really is our biggest and most wonderful possibility. My desire for me, my expectation from me, is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That I'm healthy, happy, hearty all the time. That I'm filled with love and joy and peace and abundance. That everything in the universe is mine to enjoy and fulfill every desire of my heart. My goodness, what a wonderful mantra that is. What a wonderful affirmation that is. What a wonderful truth that is. That is the kind of thing that I really want to get my teeth into. What I really want to grab a hold of and hang on there and enjoy the ride, because it is a glorious ride. It is a ride into my inner reality, revealing itself in my moment-by-moment life. And how wonderful that is. But it's my choice. It's my choice. It is my choice of what are the mantras, the thoughts that I think, what are the affirmations, the statements that I make about myself, what are these things and how do they relate to what I think I would like to have. Do I affirm the appearances? Well, then the appearances just maintain themselves more and more. Do I affirm the unknown appearances? And do I hear the clang of the bell? Do I have the recognition of things happening? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. And it's all my choice. And this is a choice that I have and that I know and that I delight in. This is what each of us can do every moment of our life. Each one of us can claim for ourselves the truth of who we are. Each one of us can put the cause in motion to bring forth that which we are. Now, when I think about unhappiness, unhappiness is my kick. If I think about happiness, then happiness is what I experience. It's just as simple as that. And this is what a mantra is all about. A mantra is thinking about those things that are truly beneficial to me, or not. An affirmation is thinking about those things and speaking about those things that are beneficial to me, or not. You see, just like the law of cause and effect, it doesn't say you cannot say these causes because they're not good. It's if you say these causes, you'll get these effects. If you speak these mantras and affirmations, you will have these effects in your life. Now, we must make the choice. What are the effects that we want? What causes do we put in motion? Who truly are we? Where are we going with our choices in life? And why is it so important for us to think of the theory of everything and put our mantra, put our affirmations into that theory to bring forth whatever it is that is our choice? When you go into the treasure house, you go into the king's great treasure house, and you go in there, and no one watches you, they don't care. And you rummage around in there, and you look at all of the beautiful things, the gemstones and the crowns and the rings and the necklaces and all of the money and all the gold and all the possibilities of wonderful things that you could experience. And then you're given permission to take one item, maybe two, but one item. And so you look around and you see the items that are all there, so glorious to see. Now, you can say, I will choose the item that has the greatest worth so that I can sell it and have a lot of money. I will choose the item that has, for my eyes, the greatest beauty that delights my sensitivities to the ultimate. I will look at an item that, when I have it, it will give me joy, and then I can give it to my beloved in a demonstration of my love and my joy. If I have it, I can take that item and I can give it to someone who I feel would really be happy with it. Maybe the queen, maybe the king, maybe the president, maybe my husband, my wife, maybe my children. Who knows? Maybe my dog. A beautiful collar with all the gemstones, right? All the beautiful stones on it. What is it that I would choose to do? I have only one choice. So I choose that which to me delights my eye and delights my awareness. And when I touch it, I feel a shiver of happiness. It may be a very tiny stone. A very tiny object. It may be very large. It may be whatever. But what is my motivation? If I do not believe that I live in a happy world, and the world has given me the opportunity to look at this treasure house, if I do not believe I live in a happy world, and that I can call upon this treasure house whenever I wish, because the man who owns the treasure house is me. It's my choice. But I do not want to take these treasures and just throw them out because I want to enjoy them. So I take the treasure of happy thoughts. I take the treasure of good health. I take the treasure of living in abundance. I take the treasure of all, any of these things, the theory of everything. And with that treasure, I live a life fulfilled in every measure. I take that treasure and I apply it to being me, being myself and having fun. And if I am being myself and having fun, what else do I want? Do I want to buy the kingdoms of the world and be the king? Do I want to be the queen? Do I want to be the ruler of all the nations? Do I want to tell other people how to live their lives? Or do I want to live my life so beautifully that I am happy all the time? If I want to be with my nose in other people's business, then I got a problem. But if I want to have my nose in my business, so that my eyes are so pure, so that I look out into my creation and my world and I see everyone enjoying exactly what I have chosen to enjoy for myself. Wholeness, perfection, right action, and truth. I live in my original purity and integrity, and so does all of my creation. What a wonderful mantra to make. What a wonderful affirmation to affirm and experience. This is my choice for myself. Oh, I enjoy everything. but I don't need anything. And how great that is. Think on these thoughts and recognize that mantra and affirmations reveal to you who and what you are every moment of your life. Have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.